Okay, so I'm just testing this again since I'm still getting used to the mic and trying to talk clearly. So it feels like I'm back at my old job before pre-COVID, you know? I was on the phones all the time giving people tolling advice and just rental car toll advice and talking about billing information. It was boring. This is way less boring. We're going to be talking about things that I genuinely love and I don't have a time limit. I can talk for as long as I want. Well, maybe not forever. Let's not drone on and on and we'll get right to the point. So with this podcast, I want to talk about business and running my own online store. I have a small bookshop online, but I'm also trying to find other passive income streams. And I just wanted to talk about business, have a place to talk to other people about business. Nobody I know wants to hear me talk about my numbers, but maybe someone out there, you do, and you want to hear what I made in the month. What are my goals? How am I learning things like taxes, books that I'm reading? So all that jazz hopefully will be interesting and we'll learn something along the way. Today I want to talk about something that happened 2 days ago, and I wanted to post this earlier. I did a bunch of research and I just didn't have the chance to come on here and record myself. So the cool thing is Etsy bought Depop, which is a resale app, for $1.6 billion. That's a huge deal. If you don't know, I actually sell on Etsy and on Depop. I first started on Etsy in 2015. I started selling crochet pieces, anywhere from crochet amigurumi to crochet bum gloves and scarves. And then I really started to refine. Etsy helped me a whole bunch really refine my own process in the fiber arts. Towards the end of having my crochet shop, I was just using organic crochet yarn, making lingerie or bathing suits, since those are way quicker to make than, say, a stuffed toy. And I can still sell it for a lot. So I would sell a bathing suit top and bottom for like 60, anywhere from $60 to $100. And I could make my own designs. And I started freeforming near the end. Something about having a crochet shop, so I know this is like kind of getting off point, but I did get a little run down having a crochet shop. And I guess I can do a whole video on why I just don't recommend crochet on Etsy. I think it's way too saturated and it's just too hard to make a good sale. You're underselling yourself too much. I mean, unless you can get the materials for free and you don't mind, you know, only getting paid cents an hour for all the time you put in, then be my guest. So I have been selling on Etsy since 2015. I started my new shop, Hyla Brick Books, near the end of 2018. So I always say the start of 2019, but I didn't have my first sale until March 2019. And it is June 2021. So I feel like I've come a long way. Actually, just recently made a sale on Etsy. But I will say this too, Etsy's not my favorite platform to sell on. Depop is, and there are huge differences between Etsy and Depop. And my biggest fear is the. I know this probably sounds crazy to some people, but I think it's naive to assume that Etsy spends $1.62 billion and doesn't change how Depop is. They want to bring Depop to their level. They want to make it worldwide. There was Etsy CEO Josh Silverman was on a podcast called Leadership Next, and he was discussing how he was going to like grow focus on the growth of Depop, and that there's a lot of issues that Depop is having that they already had with Etsy. So that just makes me wonder, like, how did Etsy solve their problems? What happened? Like, what kind of major changes? And when I was doing some research, it really does look like there will be a rise of thrifting online more and more. I honestly think it's kind of scary to imagine the, I guess I'm always just scared, right? But the market becoming more saturated and it becoming harder and harder to sell your thrifted goods because of giants like Amazon and giants like Etsy buying off the little guy. Depop is a really cool app. I remember when I was doing some research, the users on there are really next gen. So, like, for example, I had like no sales in May because everyone's graduating and all the users are basically under the age of 25. So they're either graduating university, they're visiting family, having vacation, spring, summer break, all of that good stuff. It was founded in 2011 by the co-founder of Pig Magazine, a guy named Simon, who originally had the app so people could buy featured items modeled in the magazine, but he realized the potential and created a reselling platform that looked like Instagram. So when you use Depop, it's really like eBay and Instagram had a baby. It's such a user-friendly interface because we're all familiar with Instagram. And when I wrote about Depop in 2000 and at the end of 2020, there were 21 million users who had a, and I think I got that from their website as well. So that is Depop, and Depop is doing really good. I think the one of the things I tell people all the time why I prefer Depop more than Mercari is because it feels like the buyers on Depop are very willing to support small businesses. They don't mind paying an extra dollar. They don't want to shop on Amazon. They're consciously spending to make sure that their money and dollar are going to organizations that they agree with and support. So it's just a different way to vote with your dollar. And I think this new generation is very, very conscious of that. Excuse me. And they're also just very conscious of the environment as well. They don't want to buy things from Walmart. They want something special and handmade, something that comes from the heart. So I just think, again, it's not a wise idea to imagine Etsy not making some major changes to Depop because they just invested a serious amount of money and Etsy has itself 82 million buyers. I actually prefer Etsy over eBay because eBay has more buyers. So it just feels like a bigger ocean, and then Etsy is like another smaller ocean. And I also think Etsy users are tend to be more younger than eBay. And I also just I've never personally like shopped on eBay. I remember doing it with my mom to buy Care Bears and get books. Like she would buy books in boxes. So this deal ends in the third quarter of 2021. So Etsy does say that the deal is says that they're gonna leave Depop as a standalone business, so the app shouldn't see many differences. But I heard the podcast on Leadership Next, and he does talk about wanting to grow that company. So I think that's just more of a hey, we don't want people to freak out right now. They don't want a bunch of people to leave Depop. They don't want a bunch of people to leave Etsy. And I think one of the reasons why Etsy and I'm going to say that Etsy's not a bad platform. I really like it. I've been on there for a long time. You hear people gripe about the fees, but I think the fees are a lot less than eBay. Now, I don't have any eBay numbers, but I did look it up a while back ago and I remember coming to that conclusion. So, with Etsy, excuse me. With Etsy, you're charged a listing fee of 20 cents for each item that you list for sale. And then when you make a sale through Etsy, you'll be charged a transaction fee of 5% of the price you display for each listing. Plus, there's a 3% plus 25 cent payment processing fee, so that's to be expected. And then you can pay for off-site ads if you want to. So there's just lots of different payment options with Etsy too. With Depop, I think that's one thing I can safely say is in the future, Etsy might make it to where more users can use the platform. So I think right now with Depop, you have to have a PayPal. Well, maybe they're going to change it to where you can just have a credit or debit card and you can just visit the app. So that could be a new thing. They may change shipping fees as well. There is shipping transaction fees for Etsy. It's 5%. So whatever price you're charging for your shipping services will come with the fees of 5%. That's another fee to add to the total price of your product. You do get charged a shipping transaction fee, a payment processing fee, a listing fee, and any in-person selling fees, but on Etsy. So Depop doesn't have a shipping transaction fee, and that could be something else that we see in the future is that fee added on. So hopefully they don't change it to where you have to pay 20 cents to list, because I really like the risk-free option. I have a very low cost of goods, and that's just how my shop works. I think Etsy has created a big name for itself. In the beginning of the year, Elon Musk revealed in a Twitter post an Etsy purchase, and it was so cute because he bought a, it said bought hand-knit wool Marvin the Martian helm for my dog. And I'm sorry, but that's crochet, and people need to stop calling this knit. This is crochet. So it's too sad. I hope he donated more money because he's, I know he's like one of the richest people. It's super cute, but in my experience, making the stuff takes a long time, and it never sells for the price that you want it. And I've had really nice Etsy customers, buy something from me. And then I'll get envelope in the mail, and it will be like a $40 tip, and the note will be like, "Your work was so beautiful, it was worth more. I want you to have this. Thank you so much." I got that a couple times. So the Etsy buyers are so sweet. It's just such a big community. Etsy has felt like a family to me this whole time. So half of me is a little excited for this change. I think there's gonna be some pretty, positive changes. The last thing that I bought off of Etsy was a crochet pattern for the fox amigurumi that I'm making. So, and I'm always looking at stuff. I actually had a blog called the Wood Nymph Journal where I would collect items from Etsy and inspired by a book. And put it together in a blog post and reach out to the Etsy shop owners and be like, "Hey, can I put you in my blog and just write about all the beautiful things in your shop? I found this and I think it's so cool." And they would just be really excited most of the time. I had had a few people when I offered, they were just like, "No, I want you to not write about me." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry." So, what do you guys think? Do you think the secondhand fashion reseller Depop, was this a good decision for them? Do you think it's going to, if Etsy's such a big company, do you think Depop will continue to be a big company now that, the pandemic is pretty o over, people are going back to work? And I think another reason why Etsy people should be excited is Etsy makes sure that they're working with a lot of big people too. So their marketing has gotten so much better. I remember them as early as 2012. I read about Etsy. The first time I ever heard about Etsy was in a magazine, and I just like totally dismissed it. I was like, eh. Like at the time, I was just trying to learn how to make jewelry for myself. I did not care. Didn't even cross my mind. I wasn't like a business-minded person in my early 20s. So when I see people really young on Depop and they're just killing it, I'm just like, wow, that is so amazing. I was like 26, 27 when I kind of just really felt confident with my business brand and the image and what I was doing and my audience, and I finally felt like I had a strategy. So when I see other people just killing it so young, it's so cool. I think this younger generation is just so smart sometimes. And I think they'll be happy to know because Etsy, for example, they collabed with Nicole Richie, and if you go to the Etsy website, if you don't have an Etsy shop and you want to start an Etsy shop, I do recommend you turning it on, logging in, making an account, and just exploring the site. It's a very fun, engaging website. They've made that a priority over the last couple of years is to make the website where people can find what they're looking for. And they try to showcase so many products. So like with the Nicole Richie collection, it's called the House of Harlow, and on the Etsy blog under editor's picks, you can just see all these beautiful warm golden accessories and home decor. And Nicole Richie was talking about how this collaboration was just perfect because she already shopped on Etsy. Oh, and I have a question. Do you guys feel like Etsy is a place for just, high-end, richer folks like Elon Musk and Nicole Richie? Because sometimes I feel like the prices on Etsy are really high for me on my budget, and that is why I include books that are under $5. She was talking about how an exciting experience it was working with Etsy. And she tried to pick pieces that not just had an overall warm touch and feel, but she and if you look at the color palette, you're working with browns and burnt oranges and creams. So it gives me California vibes. It really does. Or just like, near Arizona, just desert vibes, and I love the desert. And right now, everybody has stayed in their homes for months and months on end, and there's just been a real focus on personal space during this pandemic. So you might find lots of really pretty things on that site or on the blog. I recommend you just check out Etsy. If you're not, an Etsy seller, just go there. You'll discover some of the most unique handmade things, and it's so important to support small businesses. These really do are local. And when you look at the collection, it's very diverse. So, there's shops that emphasize on identity and not just coziness, but what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, BIPOC. That's what I was thinking of. BIPOC-owned businesses. So in this House of Harlow collection, you'll see BIPOC-owned businesses, which were really important to Richie, not just the late summer feeling. So hopefully the changes that happen, you just kind of take it as it comes. Nothing's going on right now, so we don't need to worry. And maybe this will be a good time to try Etsy or to try Depop if you haven't. I actually have a blog where I talk about five apps to make money for resellers. So I could maybe post the blog somewhere, maybe talk about it in another podcast, maybe talk to other people who are successful on the apps, because I feel like I only have the capacity to use two reselling apps, and I don't pay for a third party to relist everything for me. And I do know people through Instagram that do use it, but I just don't have, I'm just not at that level yet. So maybe what I need to do is just sell a bunch of face masks like Etsy did. That's really probably where Etsy got all the money for Depop, because, I mean, you'll never guess what they sold. That was actually the title of the Fast Company article that I read, and that's where I discovered the podcast with Josh Silverman, because he talked about, they had to have like two separate boxes of sales. One of all the money that they made from masks, and then all the money that they just made from everything else. So non-mask products, and then mask, just, you know, face masks. And it's a crazy figure. I guess even that's why they had them on the leadership podcast. They were going, oh my gosh, how did you sell that many? It was 1 billion masks. So let me find the article, but let's see. So, you know, Etsy's soaring revenues might stop soaring. Etsy's growth in 2021 is likely to decelerate off last year's high levels, because you can only sell nearly 1 billion in masks once. And that's what I mean. Like, do you think reselling platforms are going to continue to grow? I think so, because people are realizing that they don't want a career. They don't want to spend their whole lives feeling enslaved and tired. They want to be their own boss. I know for me, owning my own business equals freedom, but I also do want more financial stability, so we'll talk about that some other time. But thanks so much for listening to my reselling podcast. This is very new to me, and I think we're going to have some fun topics in the future. Please check out my Instagram, which is bell.resells, BELLE.resells, bell.resells on Instagram, and just follow me there. Alrighty, bye.